Joining us in the studio today is Gurvinder Singh from the Future Industries Institute at the University of South Australia. He's travelled all the way from Adelaide here to Melbourne to be part of the cleanup conference that is taking place over here. Gurvinder, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you very much.
We believe you are the only person of Punjabi origin who had a presentation at this conference. Tell us a little bit more about the conference itself.
This conference is known as Cleanup 2017. It's held every 2 years, and this conference is actually based on the contamination and remediation for our environment. Yep.
And I believe about 700 scientists, engineers and regulators are here from 20 different countries.
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about your own presentation.
My presentation is actually related with how we can curb the emissions of carbon dioxide gas into the atmosphere using some special type of materials that we have obtained from the plants-based materials.
Right. You're talking about carbon dioxide emissions that are there in the environment, and you're talking about capturing it somehow. What exactly are you thinking of?
What we're thinking of is that the CO2 emissions are added to the environment through the industrial resources. So in the industry, there are sort of reactors where the carbon dioxide gas is fed and it's also emitted from those industries. So what we are thinking is to design some sort of materials which we can use in those industries. And before the gases could be put into the atmosphere, those materials would actually take up the carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. And they won't be released into the environment, and we'll have a safe environment.
So capturing the carbon even before it gets into the environment.
Yeah, that's right. So we're planning to make these materials, put them into the industrial systems, and before the carbon dioxide is released into the atmosphere, it would be captured by those materials.
And how do you dispose of the carbon dioxide, which has been captured?
Well, it's a very hot topic at the moment. So what could be done with that carbon dioxide is that it could be converted into some sort of other products like clean energy fuels or some other useful products. That's one part where we can say that we have captured the carbon and then we have converted it into something which is really useful.
In layman's terms, how important is it for the carbon dioxide emissions to be captured or taken away from the environment? How important is it to deal with what is called global warming? Because a lot of people are still skeptical about it.
Global warming is one of the main issues at the moment. The concentration of the CO2 in the atmosphere is actually high at present times. It is expected that the concentration of the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, it'll go over 570 ppm, which is quite high, higher than the climate safety number, which is 350 ppm. Such a high concentration of the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere would mean that average temperature of the Earth, it would increase by nearly 1.9 degrees Celsius. That would bring the abnormal climate changes all over the world, the melting of the glaciers, all the hurricanes that we're getting in the past, and all these sort of unnatural things that are happening. These things could happen.
So it's studies like yours that are important to deal with future global warming issues. How do you think what you are studying at the moment, your research at the moment, can actually contribute in this space?
Look, I'll give you one example. Fossil fuels is one of the things that are being used in the power plants or the electricity generating stations at the moment. So what our plan is to synthesize materials which are low-cost materials. We are making these materials from the plants. So the overall strategy is very simple. And then the plan is to replace the fossil fuels with these materials. I mean, it's not going to happen immediately in the future. It'll still take, what, maybe decades to come. Mm-hmm. But still there is a possibility that if we start using these sort of materials in place of the fossil fuels, we can minimize the damage to the environment caused by the CO2 emissions.
Gurvinder, it was a pleasure talking to you. Good luck with your PhD. Hope you finish it very soon. And thank you for the chat.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.